meeting with the potential client. That's going to be the number one way you can prevent getting a Justin Bieber. So let's talk about the meeting. Who should be there? It should be you. You, the lawyer, representing the client. You should be the one who is assessing, is this a client who belongs in your repertoire of cases? If not, move on. But you're the one who should be the decision maker. I will concede there are times when you cannot meet with them for whatever reason. There might be some immediate need to speak with that client and you're unable to. So at a minimum, have your lead paralegal, the paralegal who is going to be in charge of the case, needs to meet with the client. Next question is, what do you discuss? And in the course materials, what I provided is a whole bunch of different forms. Look at those forms. A lot of that, the information you would need with respect to the client is going to get flushed out in that, all of those forms. But you should still find out the good, the bad, and the ugly with respect to the client. Start out with how this client is unique. I will say for myself, when there is a bond with the client, when I feel there's something great about the client, I can relate to the client, it is easier for me to represent them. Find out, do they volunteer at the hospital? Do they take care of four children? Do they, are they a pastor? All of those things will make a difference with respect to how you can help screen the client. It also helps later on with the valuation of the case because you can talk to the various adjusters and defense lawyers and identify why your client is different and unique from all of the other clients. You also have to find out the bad. You need to find out, do they have a criminal background? Even if your basic foundation of clients is to do a background check, not all of those background checks will pick up on everything. So you need to find out what this person has done in their life with respect to criminal issues and go as far back as possible. What you don't want, which when I was asking some lawyers, what are the big things that they have to look at? What you don't want is what happened to some good friends of mine who had been working on a case for about a year, only to learn that their client was a child molester. That obviously devalued the case exponentially, and it made it very difficult for those lawyers to represent that individual. You also need to find out the ugly. What other lawsuits have they been in? Have they ever filed another lawsuit for a car wreck? What parts of their body did they claim were injured in that other case? If they've totally recovered, if they have been divorced, what was that divorce like? All of these things can come into play as this case progresses. If there's something you don't like, that's the time to find out when they've walked into your door. The next question with respect to the meeting is how much time should you spend with these potential clients? There's no real answer. What you do have to do is you must set up trust with that individual. Again, you're trying to find out all of their secrets on a first meeting. Do you want to ask these secrets as soon as they sit down? Probably not. But you do need to spend the time trying to figure out what makes them tick. So whatever amount of time it takes, that's what you need to do. You need them to trust you. This is going to help you as you progress in your case, because when you're talking about potential, should we go to trial? Should we settle this case? Is this a fair valuation? When you have begun to set up the trust at the first meeting, that will help you throughout the case. It will also help you with the screening process, because if they trust you, they'll be more willing to tell you information that you must have to determine if you are going to keep this person as a potential client.